A note on sources. In southern Afghanistan, there's an old joke that goes like this. A group of inmates at an asylum are gathered around a hole in the ground. They've been staring at it intently for hours. A doctor comes by, peers into the hole, and looks at the inmates with bemusement. "I don't see anything," he says. "What are you looking at?" Comes the reply, "How can you expect to see anything? You just got here. We've been staring at it for hours, and we still haven't seen anything." In Afghanistan, truth is an evasive thing. Part of the reason is that human memories are notoriously unreliable, especially when those memories are ones that people would rather forget. It is also because Afghan storytellers are often less concerned with literal truth than they are with the deeper moral truth of a story. This doesn't mean that a truthful rendition of events is impossible, only that it takes effort. The stories in this book are the result of countless hours of interviews over the course of 3 years. The names of some individuals, such as Akbar Gul, have been changed for their protection. Where relevant, I've interviewed multiple witnesses for the events in question. I have traveled to nearly every province, district, and village detailed in this book, and in many cases, I was able to retrace my subject's steps. There are newspaper accounts and official documents detailing aspects of many of the events I've described, and I've made use of them to verify and augment my reporting. You can find the sourcing below. In the end, though, there are still elements of any story that are by their nature unverifiable, someone's thought process, for instance, and in those cases, I've relied on my feel for the person in question, on his or her track record for accuracy, and demonstrated understanding of my project. This has been a Highbridge production. Copyright 2014, Anand Gopal. Recorded by arrangement with Metropolitan Books, an imprint of Henry Holt & Company, LLC. Recording copyright 2015, Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.